Hugo knew even then he would never forget the first time he saw it. The machine was so intricate, so complicated, that he almost got dizzy looking at it. Even in its sad state of disrepair, it was beautiful.
"You can fix it," Hugo whispered. "Don't you want to know what it can write? Then we'll wind it up and see what the message says."
"We'll see if I can get through my workload of broken clocks in the shop and at the museum, Hugo," said his father. But even as he worked in his shop, Hugo's father must have kept thinking about the automaton. Soon, Hugo's father had filled several notebooks with drawings of the automaton. He opened the automaton up and carefully disassembled it. He drew detailed pictures of all its parts, then he cleaned them and patiently began to put it all back together. On Hugo's birthday, his father took him to the movies as he usually did, and he gave him one of the notebooks as a present. Meanwhile, Hugo's father grew obsessed with getting the automaton to work. He brought Hugo back to the museum a few more times and explained how the mechanisms operated. They remained optimistic that it could be fixed, and they talked about what the automaton might write once it was working again. Hugo and his father began to think of the automaton as an injured animal that they were nursing back to health. One night, the old guard in the museum forgot that Hugo's father was up in the attic, and he locked the door, trapping him inside. Hugo had no way of knowing what happened next. No one knows how the fire started, but it rushed through the whole building in minutes. Hugo stayed up all night waiting for his father to come home. He had never been this late before. But when the door finally opened in the morning, it wasn't father. It was Uncle Claude.
"Pack your things quickly, nephew,"
Uncle Claude said, his breath smelling of alcohol as usual. Uncle Claude lifted his tiny steel spectacles with one hand and wiped his bloodshot eyes with the other.
"Your father's dead, and as your only living relative, I'm taking you in."
Hugo, who hadn't slept all night, barely understood what his uncle was saying. He remembered hearing the blood beating hard in his ears like the rhythm of a clock. In a trance, he put his clothes into a little suitcase, packed some of his tools and his deck of cards. He slipped his father's little cardboard notebook into his pocket. As they walked through the freezing streets of the city, his uncle explained about the fire and the locked door. Hugo wanted to fall over, to just lie down on the sidewalk and disappear. This was all his fault. He had wanted his father to fix the machine, and now, because of him, his father was dead.
"You'll be my apprentice," he vaguely heard his uncle saying as they walked. "You'll live in the station with me, and I'll show you how to take care of the clocks. Apprentice timekeeper, it's a good title for a boy. And besides, I'm getting too old to be climbing through the walls."
A million questions floated through the fog in Hugo's mind, but the only one that he finally said out loud was, "What about school?" Hugo's hand was still wrapped around the notebook in his pocket, and absentmindedly, he began to rub the cover with his forefinger. His uncle laughed.
"Nephew, you're lucky. You are finished with school. There won't be time for it once you're in the walls of the station. You should thank me."
Uncle Claude slapped Hugo on the back and said,
"You come from a long line of horologists. Your father would be proud. Now hurry up."
Uncle Claude cleared his throat. He reached into his pocket, took out a greasy silver flask, and drank from it. The word horologist had been painted on the door of Father's shop. Hugo knew it meant clockmaker, and he had always thought he would be a clockmaker like his father. But after the discovery of the automaton, Hugo began to have other ideas. He wanted to become a magician. Hugo began to think about running away, but at that moment, as if reading his mind,
Uncle Claude grabbed the back of the boy's neck and didn't let go until they reached the train station. And so Hugo began working all day in the dark on the clocks. He had often imagined that his own head was filled with cogs and gears like a machine, and he felt a connection with whatever machinery he touched. He loved learning how the clocks in the station worked, and there was a kind of satisfaction in knowing how to climb through the walls and secretly repair the clocks without anyone seeing him. But there was hardly ever any food to eat, and Uncle Claude yelled at Hugo, rapped his knuckles when he made mistakes, and forced him to sleep on the floor. Uncle Claude taught Hugo how to steal, which Hugo hated more than anything, but sometimes it was the only way to get something to eat. Hugo silently cried himself to sleep most nights, and he dreamed of broken clocks and fires.